Good day and thank you for joining us today, June 24, for Yard Info, the lighter side of Jamaican news. We'll be discussing the crime bills passed, Kern bypass, bypass.
Squad check. Ideal lady in the glasses. Step out that vehicle for me, please.
Yeah, I'm bringing the purple away.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to cover some World Cup news, Johnny.
Hey, hey! You know I'm loving the World Cup.
Hey.
But let's get to the serious stuff first.
Dodos. Boy, we say can't pass because him couldn't pass the spot check, but Dodos gone.
Look here, you know who I'm most concerned about? With the spot check. I'm not even concerned about Dudas, you know. Because I know that Dudas was going to be taken away. I'm concerned about Al Miller, the Reverend.
Thank you very much. The Reverend or the Transporter?
The Transporter.
Because he seems to be the Transporter, for all coke, you know. Yeah?
Yeah.
Whether live it or otherwise.
Exactly. But, you know, fresh news, the fresh news heard on the news a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Al Miller has in fact been charged by the police.
Well,
for harboring a fugitive.
Yeah. Many people thought that this should have been the case. While you have his proponents who are saying, well, he was just doing a service for his country. What's your take on it?
Well, you know, when I heard initially, I did say that he was doing a service. But when I think about it, he really got himself, you know that song, In Too Deep?
Mm-hmm.
I think he got himself in too deep in that you cannot just interfere with police matters.
That is right.
And take it upon yourself that you're a mediator, not appointed by anybody but yourself.
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Mediator. Johnny, you pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah,
come here, tell us, I hear the man talking about him mediating.
Yeah.
When you're mediating, aren't you supposed to be the go-between two parties?
Not the transporter to the U.S.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, I went as far as to check my dictionary.
Yes,
just
sir.
To make sure, sir, I don't have this thing wrong.
Yes, sir.
So, to mediate is to resolve or to settle differences.
Yes.
Between two conflicting parties.
Yes.
Yeah? Or to bring about a settlement between two conflicting parties.
Right.
Now, this man was working with Dudus Koka, as far as we know. But the very commissioner himself said, and I quote, this afternoon, before coming down here, I spoke with all of my senior officers. And I asked each individual if they were party to any discussion or agreement for the bypassing of the legal process for coke to be turned over to the U.S. Marshals.
Nope.
And everybody and in the negative.
Nope.
So how can he come and pose as a mediator, say that he has been a mediator when he was not appointed by anybody to be a mediator?
He was appointed by God himself. Hallelujah.
Glory.
But Amir is fine. He's the head of a church. They got lots of money, lots of people in the congregation.
Can bail him.
He can be bailed with one, one offering plate. One offering plate can bail him.
Hear what? Dudus was caught in a police dragnet wearing
drag.
Oh,
no, Nicole. Let's give Nicole a clap for that one.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I will, Andrew, and I know Andrew indulge me here. I told Nicole.
Have fun, man. This one, you have to have fun with that one.
I told Nicole that I'm very disappointed in the top criminal in the country.
Why? I don't get this. Why?
Listen, you've got money. Come on, we know that us is the big man.
Right.
You know, you got money. You've got, you're plugged in. You have people snitching from the JDF, telling your crew where you are so you can move around.
Uh-huh.
And you got 9 months to plan your thing, plus a month that you've been on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest disguise you could come up with is a wig of glasses. And the wig don't even fit. Like, it looked like it was a half a wig on him here.
I hear some ladies complaining, them saying, boy, I couldn't even get a sewing or a viewing. Yeah?
I'm disappointed. I'm talking, I thought this man would have gone to like Hollywood type stuff to get away. You know what I mean? Like that criminal in America who used the white man who put on the black man Hollywood mask to rob the banks.
Yeah.
It's them level kind of
so
kind
you
of
think
disguise
he would have probably changed to a white man and get out of it.
Plastic surgery to change him teeth and mouth and eyelash something.
With the level of
money. Not even a combination cream.
Oh, Lord, come on. Man.
You know what I mean?
I mean, believe you me, it was anticlimactic though.
The movie not done good.
Yes. Yes.
The movie never finished.
Yes. In your analogy of the movie, this one is one of you come out of the theaters complaining.
I'm sure there's a to be continued here though.
I am positive about that.
Well, many Jamaicans are hoping for that. Yes, they're hoping yes. Mr. Dodds sing like a bird.
Well, you know, when he gets to America, America likes to offer you one thing. A plea bargain. Yeah. You know, plea bargains go. You talk, we reduce it.
That's right. I mean, we're just doing a plea bargaining agreement out here, but these guys have had it for years. So they're the masters of it.
That's correct.
You know, one thing though, I remember when the Reverend brought in his sister and his brother. Yes. Many people were saying, well, why them don't trace this man's phone calls or track him, because he seems to be in bed with the family.
In touch.
And one of the police officers divulged to the newspapers that indeed they were following Dodos from St. Anne coming into Kingston.
Right.
So it could very well be, yeah. So it could very well be that they were trailing Reverend Al from a long time.
So Reverend, you disappointed Reverend Al not as a man of the cloth.
Yeah. Mm? Of the cloth.
Reverend, yeah, the cloth.
Things fabrics.
Now that man, Reverend Al Miller, being so close to the royal family and team, had a chance to get $5 million toward the congregation coffers.
Could
I get that money?
Oh dear. But wasn't he doing it for the Lord? Isn't that what you said?
For the Lord. Or for the US. Which one? I don't know.
I have no idea. But listen, folks. Listen, you may be saying he was trying to do something for his country. What we're saying is that he was contravening the law. In the first two cases, he took them into the police. That's fine. In this case, he was trying to take the gentleman to the US embassy. And there's a warrant out for his arrest. So, in my opinion, this is Andrew's personal opinion, you are trying to circumvent the law of the land, and that is one of the problems why Jamaica is where it's at today.
And
too many of us want to.
A bit of information for the listeners as well, Andrew. Let's say he got to the embassy.
Mm-hmm.
What next?
What would have happened then?
The U.S. embassy don't have an obligation to take Dodos, you know. I mean, they don't. The U.S. embassy, that is, the doors are closed, the gate is closed.
Uh-huh.
So even if he got in, so they let him in, the embassy had two options. One, to give him back to the police.
That's what they would have done.
Exactly.
They would have had to do that.
Because the fact is, you need to go to the local laws.
That is right.
Before you can even
And as part of the treaty arrangements that we have with them, they would have had to hand him over to the police in any event. So it is not your duty, Mr. Transporter, to take this man to the U.S. embassy.
Let me transport you.
Hallelujah
in Jesus. So, I wonder if the Reverend did bless him before them leave out.
I don't know, some light bulb go off in him head and he just really got a bad idea.
Light bulb, why did you say, let's segue to Kern.
Light bulbs.
Let's segue to Mr. Spencer. Speaking of light bulbs.
I hear that Mr. Spencer will be leaving as our Northeast St. Elizabeth Member of Parliament.
He has left.
Well, has he demitted office as yet?
In right, I let her say no and go back. So
he won't contest it in the next election.
He's not sitting in Parliament anyway.
So do we believe that he doesn't want to go back? Or was he pushed?
Put it this way. All the bulbs are turned off. And there's no electricity flowing to the socket.
Him kind of dark, Johnny.
Look,
question.
Kind of black, dark.
Does it seem as though all the young politicians are being bypassed?
I think the young politicians, and this is my analogy, they came into politics seeking more than just representation for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them went gung-ho into party business.
But would you blame them based on what they're seeing?
Exactly.
They have bad exemplars out here.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Kern, if you were to read his story years to come, will tell you he's a fall guy. Oh. I wouldn't be too surprised.
Because if the story says that.
Because think about it. I don't know if Kern Spencer on his own, could have really, on his own.
No, they said he had a beautiful sidekick.
The lady that works at Petrojam?
Is it Petrojam that she worked? Colleen Wright, I believe, is his co-defendant.
She worked down at the high place.
Okay.
And she signed off all the checks them for
him.
But I'm saying, Even so, even
you her, really think there were higher ups involved there?
Definitely. People must have known that 200 million Jamaican dollars.
That's how much it was.
200 million Jamaican dollars.
You've got to be
the
kidding.
The party must have known. I'm saying people in the other than Kern must have known, at least known. I mean, for you move from a Prado to a real Range Rover. Come on, with the name that you see. People supposed to know that something look right.
Listen,
somebody could have pinched him and said, "Papa,
Take your time.
Like how me do it. When I was in Europe.
Listen, that seat in Northeast St. Elizabeth is a hot seat, doing it, because we have as many as 5 candidates now from the PNP alone who have put their hats in the ring. So they want to run
not?
Down there.
Why not? If I see the farmer man, get a deal for 200 million and all he do is he make a mess of it. That's why I'm not in there.
Johnny is a bad example, you know, trust
me. They don't want me to representation for nobody. You know?
Hey, Basil Waite, as you mentioned, the young people, Nicole, Basil Waite is one of those who is also interested. And he's from there. He went to Monroe, apparently with Kern.
Yes, but
you know, they also seem to have personal differences.
Smooth talk, based on
what individuals have been suggesting.
Yes.
So even though he would look like a shoo-in, it seems that, for example, he would not get the endorsement of Mr. Spencer.
Basil is a bright man. I mean, let's call a spade.
Mm-hmm.
Basil Waite is a bright young lad.
Yeah.
Former
leader of the
PNPYO. And if I wouldn't be surprised if he were to win, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But let's see. I think it's going to be an interesting race.
It's going to be interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, today is June 24, 2010. Remember, if you want to share your views with us, you can contact us via yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfo, twitter.com/yardinfo, and Johnny is on Twitter as well, Johnny Buss, BUSS. Yes.
Wanna pause, Andrew, to thank the people who have tuned into the podcast so far.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All the way from China and Japan and Europe,
Switzerland, Sweden, and guess
and
what, guys?
The USA.
Guess what? First and foremost, we wanna, of course, acknowledge that we have a guest here from Fort Lauderdale in Florida,
Kimari.
Yeah. Beautiful Venus.
Cute up.
And guess where we have a download from just yesterday?
Talk to me.
South Africa.
Wait,
Elizabeth. That's right. With your little Fufuzela them.
Fufuzela.
So, yarn in for going to the world.
To the world.
Philippines, Italy, Spain. Yeah.
Yes, and we want to also big up Underground News Report. They report the news and we discuss it.
That's right.
On Facebook.
But you guys are so awesome because honestly, I booked my trip just to come and sit in.
I feel like, look here. I'm so humbled by that. One man.
Johnny, your head big naturally, you know, swell it yourself.
Angel, I would prefer if Nicole had said that. So what's our next topic?
The crime bills.
Andrew, you explain this to me.
Believe you me, I need an explanation myself. Just last week, I said to you guys that they had put them on hold so that they could have further discussions.
And we thought that they were going to have intelligent discussions.
Apparently, they aren't capable of that.
My God.
Because I cannot understand, for such far-reaching legislation, what kind of discussions you could have had in a week to have the crime bills passed already and passed almost exactly as they were tabled in the first place.
Have our leaders failed us here, Andrew?
They've been failing us over and over again, and in this instance, they have. Because one of the things people have been, say for instance, the Jamaicans for Justice, various human rights groups, lawyers
have come out against
Have come out against the fact that the crime bills, for example, address what you do after a crime has taken place, for the most part. Now, the crime bills, let me tell you quickly what they are. They are an act to amend the Bail Act, an act to amend the Offences Against a Person Act, an act to amend the Firearms Act, to amend the Parole Act, There's one to make interim provision extending the powers of arrest and detention under the Constabulary Force Act.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, an act to make interim provision in relation to the grant of bail in specified circumstances. Now, two of these, the last one I just read and the one that will amend the Constabulary Force Act, are what they call sunset legislation. So they will only last a year.
Okay.
So what they're saying is they're going to try it and see what kind of effect it has. However, if you listen to all of what I've just said, the bills come into play when you are caught with a firearm, when you have committed a crime and you're supposed to, they're going to decide whether or not you would get bail.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to sentencing, all of this is after you've committed
a crime. So none of these acts will help the police to prevent crime. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And not just the police, because I don't know if perhaps they're thinking of using them as deterrents. Hey, you're getting a long sentence. You might want to stay away from crime. But it's been long shown that draconian measures don't necessarily act as deterrents to crime.
My point exactly.
You understand? And it's not just the police, you know. Don't just help the police to prevent crime.
Mm.
Help them to solve crime and help social groups to help young people and even older people who feel as if they have no justice or they have no resource for getting themselves out of the gutter. Help those institutions.
Some very, very poignant things, because listen, we have some people in this country here that I call crimies. You know, like Mad Cabra, think about them and them some of them crimies. I'm a crimies. I'm a crimer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people say, yo, man, a bad man, like thugs, you know. Ooh, me licking your face, I'm gonna sit on a jail, what you deal with.
Yeah.
So it's not a place of them fear, you know. It's a place of them know. You know, I mean, yeah, some just like we have career politicians, they have career crimes in this country.
Yeah.
People who just go jail and come out and go jail and
go back
come
to jail,
out.
Yeah.
And that's the career they like.
The only career they want is a career of crime.
Yeah, and in fact, them valuable to certain communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like if I work for certain people, you need certain communities like Finos, so them have shatter live down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Something go wrong with them, them cannot lick the shatter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That thing is that
listen
mindset.
To this situation. A dramatic increase in the number of senseless gun murders.
Mm-hmm.
A crime rate fueled by the fact that there are way too many guns on the road and guns in the hands of young, hopeless, unemployed men who are easily hired or quite willing to heartlessly murder in, say, the course of a robbery or any other crime. The government of the day, under extreme pressure, decides to deal with the situation by instituting new legislation. Preliminary inquiries and trial by jury are thrown out the window. And by the way, one of the bills will have preliminary inquiries out. I don't know if I'd mentioned that before, but that is also another fact. Something that's very important. Upon conviction, be it for the mere possession of an illegal firearm or the commission of an offense with its use, the judges can impose only one sentence.
So the judges' hands are tied by the law. Discretion is thrown out the window.
Johnny, Nicole, Kim, what I just read to you was what obtained in 1974 when they came
State
up with the
emergency.
Gun court.
Mm, okay.
Yeah? Under the Suppression of Crimes Act. This was actually later repealed, but when they came up with the gun court, this was the order of the day. Everything I just read to you.
But it sounds like today.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Mm.
So 36 years ago.
And we're not graduating.
And we're going to go, and I have to, of course, credit Bert Samuels, who did a wonderful article in today's Gleaner, June 24, with digging up some of these facts. But this is where we are 36 years later.
We need Obama!
Yeah.
I was wondering how we would bring that to the
We need
a
Obama, we need a Moses, we need a Marcus, we need somebody. Andrew, yeah, step up to the plate.
Boy.
Come in, vote for Andrew here.
Well, I'd like to think
we
that we're stepping
change.
Up to the plate now in doing our own little thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that has deterred me and many other young people from getting into politics is the fact that we feel as if it's a, you know, it's a dirty stream.
Mm.
And the only thing you're going to do is to get dirty yourself. That's a never play with
and
a pig,
and
you know.
The die is being thrown in from the top.
That's
on
right.
The head of the
never
strength.
Play with the pig, because all you do, both of you get messy and the pig enjoys it.
Yeah, the so. Last man tries to sell a pig, the pig bite him, you know. Yeah.
I have heard older statesmen say, yes, we would love to have young people join politics and that kind of stuff, but
it doesn't seem to work.
When you're going, you have to play their game.
Yes, exactly.
So you better make sure
you're
ready.
So when you eventually reach to a point of influence, you are yourself old.
Where's the future? I mean, as we said in the movie, to be continued. And we're talking about politics now. Andrew, we just want to throw this in the discussion.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We have the most wanted caught.
That's
and
right.
And gone to the Americans now.
Has it changed anything?
Will it change anything? I think so.
You think so?
If beans are being spilled, and if what the public suspects has gone on and is going on, is revealed,
yes,
then I expect that there will be a lot of churning up of
some
dirty
of the mess,
information.
But
and
it's
mess.
All in the aim of cleaning up.
Yes.
In the long run.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was downtown Kingston today, and I noticed something. I drove downtown Kingston today and parked by a local market. There was nobody there.
You
begging.
Johnny, I thought was a local
no,
market.
Park,
like,
by,
more than one market.
No, there's more than one marketplaces downtown Kingston.
Okay.
Andrew don't know downtown.
Oh.
Clearly. he know one market. But you have different markets. And I parked the car beside the market.
Yeah.
Nobody begged me any money to park the car. Right? There's nobody. The commonest form of extortion. Was the street, the man, parking. So even though the parking is there, a man's still charging for parking.
That's right.
It's free, right? Yo, man, I mean, you watch your car for you. It means that the security, but I'm sure it's a security.
And he's working. Not the property owner.
He means that the property owner. But even tell it, so, yo, man, you have to give me a ticket. You have to give me a ticket. So that was not there today. And the next thing was the congestion. The cart men were running up and down and seemed like it seemed as if it was people could have come. Buy the one, buy and leave. And to me, the city, if we don't, downtown Kingston for me, as a symbol of where we are in terms of a state of mind and a state.
Yeah.
If we can get downtown Kingston right, organized, then I think we might be
on the right track. Yeah.
And physically, I think we need to start just clean up the place physically and then we start working on the inside. You know what I mean? But Vuvuzela.
Listen, as far as where we're headed with the crime bills, I'd like to say thanks to Philip Hamilton of the Gleaner. I, you know, sent some queries to him.
Right.
Because he had actually covered the passing of the bills in Parliament. And these were some of his responses. One of the things that I had a problem with, Johnny and Nicole, and, you know, you guys, tell me what you think about this, too. Remember the vote of confidence recently?
Yes, yes.
All right, so this just required a majority vote. And we say, all right, that might not be some major. But I'm pretty sure I had read, I guess I was wrong, that you require a two-third majority in order to pass legislation. Well, that seems not to be the case because the bills were passed with a 28-10 vote. So one, all the ruling party needs is a simple majority. And this is why I think this is rubbish. In order to win, to form the government of Jamaica, you just need to win a simple majority. If in order to pass legislation and do everything else, all you need is a simple majority, then what you're saying to me is that all you need to do is to win. Because once you win an election, then you have carte blanche to do everything that you want to do. I would like to think that legislation would require the votes of some of the opposition as well.
It speaks to us not having a backbone either. Because one of the things that and I don't know if he told you, but there are a lot of members that didn't even turn up in Parliament.
That's the next thing. 28-10 votes away. And there aren't 10 opposition MPs.
So literally, they ran away from voting. People
They're cowards.
Cowards. Nobody never wanted to even be there for the vote.
But let me ask you something. Just look at
question from the visitor.
This is Kim. This is Kim. Go ahead.
Jump in. But, you know, you guys are here.
Yeah.
And I'm looking from the outside. Could it be a situation that the government was forced to take the measures that they took? however brutish as it might seem and unconstitutional.
But this is...
Because I'm telling you, just from where I'm coming from,
yeah.
The Jamaican government has been under a lot of pressure. We have people who want to bring businesses to the country,
mm-hmm.
and the U.S. Department tell them they can't come.
Mm.
So could it be a situation that the Jamaican government has to show the international world that, listen, we're taking crime and we're stamping it out?
Here's my answer to that. We have to show the international people that we're stamping out crime. It's the same international governments and organizations that are going to come down on us when the same measures that we have taken are deemed draconian and inhumane, and that we're not dealing with the problem.
Thank you very much, Chris.
When we decide that, okay, we're going to throw out all the rights of the people to show that we are standing up and stamping down crime. And yet still, the minute you say 5 dead or 10 dead,
right.
and it's done by our security forces, the same people from Amnesty International, the governments of the United States are going to print a nice little thing and say, Jamaica is still not a very good country in terms of human rights record, and then we still can't get the same money that they wanted us to get. It's a catch-22, and
thank
I'm
you.
Saying, here's what we need to do. We, as a people, need to kind of block out outside people for a little bit. Think about what this country really needs. What is the root cause of our problem? Is it that we need to give the police more guns and more rules and laws that suppress the people, or give them so much rights that the people, the common man, can't even function? Or is it that we really need to take charge of the fact that we have, one, a very poor class, a poor set of people, poor people with limited resources, people who need infrastructure, people who need to feel like they have a way out, and they don't have to turn to crime, violence, guns as a means to an end. And the minute we start changing the perspective for people who don't feel like they have a chance, trust me, people will grab at the opportunity. People will grab at the opportunity. In the same Tivoli that people talking about, they're winners. The Tivoli Dance Troupe is a winner. Is a winning part of Tivoli. Tivoli Football Club is a winning part of Tivoli. Tivoli High School is a school that has won many medals in different areas. So I'm saying, clearly, if you give people a fighting chance, then we grab at it. Dodos, with all he was doing that people deem wrong or whatever, that why you think people jump in the street and wear white shirt and those things? His way may not have been the best way, but people saw him as a way out.
He was doing what the government should have been doing in the first
he
place.
He endeared himself to the people. Locked him. His family already had a history of being a part of Tivoli Gardens. So simple, all he did have to do was come and say, all right, me, I still really know people. No matter how much money me have, the facts that I have 3-4 house up a cherry yard. He had those homes. He owned them legitimately.
Yeah.
But the people still saw him down here as their guy, the local man. Why is it that Bruce is not seen the same way?
Wow, Chris, you really knocked that one out of the park.
I feel passionate.
Trust me. We need in Parliament. I mean, you touch all the bases.
Never
going to
vote for me now.
From the gut.
I'll just finish up on these quickly. The bills, although they've been passed, in the lower house. They're going to go to the Senate now, where the Senate also has to pass them. So it's not all done yet, but
so the Senate, people, do I pass them, or the Senate is just a filter?
I just a lubricated conduit.
Mm-mm.
Just a lubricated conduit.
You think it's
just
a lubricated condom? Coming in over there, you're
alright. So, again, thanks to Philip Hamilton of the Gleaner.
Thanks, Philip, whoever you are.
Alright, so let's move on to what Johnny well want to
talk about. Big up to my friend from South Africa where I listen right now. All Vuvuzela Massive, big up for yourself. All these, big up for yourself. No, honestly, Andrew, I must say, Andrew.
You're feeling proud of yourself right now, don't you?
Let me first of all, Nicole.
Yes.
You need to tell me thank you very much. Yes, Nicole, you need to tell me thank you very much.
Chris, I appreciate you.
Lucky guess.
For giving me Mexico.
Talk to me!
Yes!
And the Netherlands! Yeah, man, a total team again.
Okay, yes.
In the round of 16. Big up. Making it.
England!
Unfortunately.
England, the three lands.
As much as we have enough British friends,
uh-huh.
Big up to Alex who listen to the podcast. But I must tell you,
Johnny, I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest, Andrew, for the first time in your life.
We haven't been, as a matter of fact, I'm not even going to say we haven't been playing well.
Mm.
We've been playing lousy football. We probably don't deserve to be in the round of 16. Not the way we've been playing.
The biggest... Well, why England coming to the World Cup? I complain about the football. The very ball.
Come on. Many people have been complaining.
While Europe... You know what I love? Yeah. While European countries' teams have been complaining about the football, the Asian and African teams are sure we say Not to mention the South American teams.
But don't you realize that the European teams seem to be very weak in
England scraped through the time of disappointment.
It seems as if this is a South American World Cup.
An Asian World Cup.
Yeah, and
we go to Japan, who make it through.
Japan and South Korea.
Man.
Ghana gone through.
Man.
Believe you me, the World Cup a nice up, man.
Big up to France, who get kicked off.
And Italy.
Big up to Italy,
I don't want to leave this without me getting a chance to say this. Yeah. I said it on Facebook and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
France got into the World Cup in a disgraceful way. And they left in just as disgraceful as
Did you see Harry hand the ball again in the World Cup? Did you see that?
Well, that one never seems so deliberate this time.
You mean the two times at the same moment? Come on. Is that the ball that stick to the boy hand?
I guess him don't know how to play football without the hand.
And I'm sorry for Harry. I'm telling you why. All the players on the team. It's Ari.
No, but how can you be sorry for him when he was the one who handled
Ari is a passionate player for the game, right? And mm-hmm. the referee doesn't have a responsibility to. The referee is there to see.
Yes, but don't you think a player also has the responsibility to be honest and to say, referee, listen now.
Chill.
And the ball never catch him hand. The man catch the ball.
Chill.
Drop it and pass it to Gallas, I think it was, who scored the goal.
Chill. Let's talk about England, though, and how bad they're playing.
Listen, man, stop pressure beside
them. You know who they play next?
The Germans.
They're going down.
The repeat of the 1966 final, the 27th of July, 1966.
What happened at that final?
England won 4-2, the first and only World Cup they've ever won. Jeff Hurst.
Good. You know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
The flip side of that score.
Hey, listen.
England going to go down. The Germans are going to talk some German pounders.
I am going to be cheering England to the end. But I cannot say that I don't think that this is going to be a tough game for us.
That's it for them, you know. If you lose one match, you're going to run a 16-0.
Yeah, I mean, from now on, you know, it's all knockout. Every game is your last game right now.
Big up to Argentina, who walked through the first song.
Hey,
unscathed.
Don't you think?
All maximum points.
Don't you think?
With least goals scored against.
That Maradona now looks like a genius.
Maradona is a genius. Maradona and a run around Buenos Aires naked as the day morn when we walk away with the
I am not necessarily looking forward to that.
No, I'm not saying I look forward to it.
Oh, you're so excited.
No. I'm stating a fact. The man said I'm going to run.
And let me warn you.
Yeah.
Argentina in the 2006 World Cup walked through the first round just the same. They looked amazing.
So what you saying?
Yeah? Let us not judge too early.
Listen.
Let us not judge too early, Mr.
Anyway, Mama.
That sounds like a threat.
That's
if you
want to
jump off of Mexico, no, I will give that a chance.
No, jump off of the man team.
But I'll tell you this about, you know, let me tell you the one team. Mm-hmm. And I don't want Andrew to be saying this because I defend my visa. Don't say that.
USA.
But the one
USA.
Team, Andrew, the one team USA. I'm most impressed
USA.
With. Let me tell you this now. You see the United USA. States of America.
I give them
you see that attitude
credit.
That we say never that die.
Never say
I will never,
never
go dumb. Mm-hmm. Until the fat lady blow the whistle.
Johnny. Somebody posted recently the United States, the luckiest team in football. And I said, it's not luck.
No, I love that, man.
If many of us in Jamaica would adopt that attitude, we'd be much better off.
That's why I don't like Jamaican people.
You don't like Jamaican people?
No, I don't like some Jamaican people.
All right.
Because as soon as them see us step up in their life,
them try bad mind, you know, and
them says luck, who are they? Okay.
All right. Necromancy. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Are you? You know what I mean?
That's right.
And them for low people.
They fought to the end. And as a matter of fact, they deserve to win that game against Slovenia.
Yeah, man.
The big guy coach, they robbed them of that game. But that's like sometimes.
Yeah, the podcast don't know, Andrew, over time.
No, hold on. We not work more to that one in football, man.
Well, like what? We
got to
go, man.
Look how much.
On
our left.
Look at number one left, but you are
not. Johnny, you left and left me with Kimmery and Nicole.
No, I'm leaving.
You know why that's a problem?
Yeah.
Young love You're short on tools, if I...
Hey, listen up. I'm short, you know what? I'm not short on nothing.
That's cool, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us for another podcast. The drug lord has become a drag lord. It's June 24, 2010. Remember, if you want to share your views, if you even want to oppose anything that we have said, yardinfo@gmail.com.
Oh, YAADINFO.
We'll be revealing the logo soon. It's crazy. That's right. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfo. Johnny's twitter.com/johnnybuss, BUSS. And the YAADINFO is twitter.com/yardinfo. Check out the podcast each week at yardinfo.com.
Take it easy. See you next time.
And remember, ONGR.
Make Russell see my there last 2 years, man. Come in, Russell.
Said it already.